I'm from Chicago, right? You wouldn't believe it. My lifelong friend calls me and tells me I'm in the Chicago Tribune and the Daily Skim, an Associated Press article, and USA Today, Darien Times, and Today.com. I was so honored to be included among other grand influencers. There's a new word, grand influencers. And what this has taught me is that no matter what your age, you can always learn something new.
Barbara Costello, a grand influencer. Brunch with Babs is how she's kind of known. Can I call you Babs? Is that okay, Barbara?
Absolutely. Hi, Anna. Absolutely.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I think your story is so amazing. I heard about these grandfluencers. I read this story, the people in their 70s and 80s who are YouTube and TikTok stars. And you've got like people of all ages following you, right?
We do. Yes. Actually, I think my average follower is between like late 20s and mid 40s.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Did you ever think, Babs, that this would be happening?
No, I always say that, Anna. Who would have thunk? Because a little over a year ago, I was just little old me, not on any social media.
Wow. And here you are, 300,000 followers on TikTok and growing every minute. You're big on Instagram. You're on what else are you on?
Well, actually, on TikTok, that must be an old number.
Oh,
I mean, TikTok, you just don't know. Like, you can do a hack that people really like love and need, and you could pick up many followers. I'm now kind of getting more savvy to this thing. Like, I had no idea how this whole thing worked. But on TikTok, I'm actually at 1.2 million.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm super surprised myself. And Instagram, I think I'm about 450,000 at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been an experience, Anna. That's all I have to say.
I bet. No, tell me some of your famous ones that, like, really, like you said, took off and you figured this out. You did air fryer Oreos. You were making a drink on air. We played some of that a little earlier. You've done all kinds of kind of life hacks and kitchen hacks. What is it that people love?
You know, I think that, yes, they love the recipes, but the hacks are really fun. It's something simple that anybody could try. It takes like a few seconds. We did that dish towel, like a terry cloth dish towel in the at the end of your dishwashing cycle. You know, you open up the door before you take the dishes out, put a terry cloth towel over that door and shut it for wait 10 minutes. And that towel will absorb all that excess moisture that most of us have to like dry things before you put them away when, you know, because there's always excess water on stuff. That was huge. That some of the, you know, as I said, some of the things that are just so simple are some of the ones that are so popular. You know, so you just never know. But I say the hacks. And also we do something called a slice of peace. And did your mother ever tell you? And those have been very well received as well, especially with people maybe whose moms are passed on or never had a grandmother to relate to. They really enjoyed that. It's like an older person just sharing little tidbits, you know? So that's also been very popular.
I believe that. And it sounds like really interesting content. And the proof is in the followers, 1.2 million, you said, on TikTok now. Can I ask you a question? I mean, don't you get paid now? I mean, aren't there sponsorships that go along with it when you have that many followers?
That's kind of a new piece for us because, as I said, a year and almost a half ago, I was on no social media. But that is the way companies actually nowadays do a lot of their advertising. It's just because people have related to someone on social media and that they feel a connection to, that now companies do reach out and ask us to try products and see what we think and if we'd like to share. So, yeah, there is that component for sure. But that's very new to us.
Yeah, I believe it. You've only been on it for a year and a half. That's not very much time at all. So this started during, what, the lockdown, I'm going to guess? You were thinking about it, or how did it come about?
Okay, so yes, during the quarantine, one of my daughters lives not far, and she, at the time, had two toddlers, two little boys, three and under. So, and she was pregnant. And experienced morning sickness. And so I said, you know what, I'll help you during this time. you know, you've got your hands full. So when the kids were asleep, one afternoon, she said, Mom, I think you'd be really good on this TikTok. And I was like, no, I don't think so. And, you know, and I liked to dance. My older grandkids were on it, and I knew what it was about, but I really didn't know what it was about because it's much bigger than just the dancing component. So after a little pushback, I tried it. I posted a recipe of chicken and potatoes that my grandmother made, and lo and behold, we got some followers, and we got comments. And, you know, those are very, I think with, and also I think people at that time were looking for family and stability and something that reminded them of home, you know? So that's when we really got started, was a year ago, April, was our first post.
That? And look how you've grown. And I think about it, because TikTok, the people in my family who are on TikTok are really young. They're all the kids. And it seems like it's one of those social media platforms that does skew very young. And so it's just fascinating to see all these young people just be drawn to you like that in those kinds of numbers. It's wild.
You know, I agree, Anna. I really had no anticipation that this was going to happen. I am as surprised. I'm probably more surprised than anybody. But, you know, I think there's something to be said about the generations and the connections, right?
Yeah.
And when I was growing up, I was very close to my grandmother. We always lived very, very close to my grandparents, you know? And they always had an influence on us. And I think that maybe people miss that, you know? So I think younger people nowadays seem to be looking for that older person in their life, be it their mom, their grandma, or an older person that has life experience that could share those experiences with them that maybe you don't get until you've lived a longer life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I certainly do. I think there's a lot there. There's certainly, I mean, it makes so much sense, especially in this time when we were thinking about family so much and feeling about connectivity, but weren't able to be connected with people in our lives due to the circumstances. It makes a lot of sense. Hey, anything you ever posted, Babs, that you were like surprised by the reaction, or you got sort of a strange reaction or comments, or how's it been going?
Oh, okay. I'll tell you one thing. Okay, so this was early on. This was the first thing that ever went viral. I learned that new term too, viral. I did this hack that my dear Italian friend who's passed on taught me how to do. And it was basically buying a bunch of like peeled garlic cloves, putting them in a Cuisinart, chop, chop, chopping them, and then taking, you know, the crushed garlic kind of and putting them in little containers with a little olive oil. We ran out of time. We forgot to tell them to put the container in the freezer or refrigerator, and we forgot to add it in the notes. Oh, my gosh. I think the internet blew up. It was like, this lady is going to spread botulism. Don't do this.
See, that's just
however,
it. You know, they come out.
Exactly. But I probably picked up, I don't know, like at that time, I probably picked up 20,000 followers, even though there was a possibility of botulism. You know?
Hopefully no one was sick in the process of you gaining followers. And I'm sure they weren't, Babs. I mean, people take this stuff a little. They go a little too far on the media, the social media. Maybe you've noticed that by now. Sometimes it gets a little nutso out there. You sound like you're having a ball with this. And it's it's so cool to get to talk with you. I read this story and you're bringing it to life and it's just amazing. Would you recommend it for others if someone's listening and said, you know what, I'm not on any of this. This could be fun.
You know what? I definitely would. I'm not, you know, a spring chicken, obviously. And I've learned something new, and I've had a lot of fun with it, and it's opened up a lot of doors. I never thought I'd be interviewed on WGN, the station that I listen to all the time growing up in Chicago, right? And so you just never know what doors are going to open if you give things a chance. If you don't take a chance, you'll never know what's behind that door. And plus, also, older people, you know, and the seniors have a lot to offer. You might be surprised that there's some skill or some interest that you have that people are waiting to have you share with them. So I think, and it's fun. You'll meet a lot of people. I have followers like all over the world. I was just told that the Prime Minister of New Zealand is a follower.
Oh, my gosh. Keep them coming. Well, hey, Barbara, will you continue, check in with us on occasion? I mean, it's awesome, but people want to check in with you and follow you. It's Brunch with Babs. Is that right on TikTok?
Yes. Yes. It's on TikTok, and we're Brunch with Babs at Instagram as well.
Oh, I am so happy you called in today. I'm so happy you're sharing your story. I'm so happy you're doing what you're doing. It's so cool, Barbara. Thank you for sharing us.
Thanks, Anna. Thanks for having me on. Okay,
enjoy the rest of your day. Have fun with it. It's 3:48. It's 3:48. You got to go to the traffic. Brunch with Babs is what it is.
I'm jealous of her too, Anna.
See, now it's not just Vanna White who turns the numbers, or doesn't even turn the
Babs,
those,
Babs
letters.
More so for sure.
Doesn't she sound like she's having a ball, Mary?
Oh my gosh, that's so great.
I know.
Maybe I'm not afraid of TikTok. Maybe I should look at it more often.
You belong on it.